much.
Round flat pastry with a hole in the center made with baking powder. You know, something around with a hole in the center.
Donut.
Okay. Have you ever made any?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I understand my grandfather made wonderful donuts. We don't make them at our house anymore.
Well, I don't make them often, but I have made them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever carve anything besides donut?
No.
All right. Now, a similar kind of pastry, still with a hole in the middle, made with yeast.
Cakes. When we make them with yeast, we call them cakes.
Well, any special kind of cake?
Pound cake.
Would it still have the hole in the middle?
Yeah, make a pound cake and with a hole in the middle.
Uh-huh. Now, that's entirely new to me, you know, because when you buy pound cake in the stores these days,
They're solid.
Okay, good. Now, round flat cakes made with white flour, cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup.
Pancake.
That's okay, I've got two. You'd say pancake. And you would say flapjacks.
Yeah.
All right.
I've cooked pounds.
You cook flapjacks. You haven't cooked pancakes, huh?
No, I didn't do flapjacks. One in each hand, I'll turn them down, turn them over, and be careful.
One in each hand. You could do that?
Cooked a year, I took about 20 minutes. But that's what I cooked, the flapjacks. I didn't get out of there, mess it up.
Well, now, are those two words, flapjacks and pancakes, they do refer to the same thing.
Yeah, about the same thing.
No. Okay. What about meat from the sides of a hog, salted but not smoked?
Streaking meat.
Okay. Pressed meat loaf made of hog jowls and the hog's head and so forth.
Well, the old time of way of speaking, it was souse meat. But now it's pressed meat.
Okay, that's good. Souse meat. How would you spell that?
I don't know.
Okay. And so that was the old form, and this is new. Good. What do you call that hard center part of a cherry?
Of a cherry? Seed, yes.
Okay. Would you call it anything else?
Seed.
Okay. What about the center of a peach?
It's a seed, but the center of the seed is a kernel, peach kernel.
Okay, that's good now. Now you see, that's a distinction that I haven't gotten before.
Mm-hmm.
The seed would be the hard part, and the kernel inside would be softer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you read any of it?
No. All right. What about a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clang-tide.
Tight.
That's right.
Okay. A peach whose meat easily separates from the seed.
Open stone.
Okay. Beans eaten in pods. The beans still inside the pod, and you're just eating the
green bean.
Uh-huh.